Sudanese officials say heavy rainfall continues in many parts of the country, including the capital, Khartoum. They say the water level in the Nile has increased significantly over the past few weeks, putting installations, residents, and crops along the river at high risk. Mohammed Sefadin, spokesperson for the Sudanese Meteorological Department, confirms thousands of Sudanese families have been displaced in Sennar, Blue Nile, West Darfur, and River Nile states after their houses were destroyed by heavy rains. Sefadin says 8 out of 18 states have been affected by heavy rains, and the forecast is for heavy rain to continue through mid-September.
We have been experiencing heavy rains in the past few days, and the tropical zone advances beyond the country's northern border. Therefore, we expect all kinds of violent weather events to occur south of the tropical zone as the rain continues to fall across the country.
Last year, the transitional government declared a 3-month state of emergency in flood-affected areas. At least 100 people have been killed in the floods. Thousands of others have lost their homes. Sefadin warns businesses and residents with the structures near the River Nile and people in low-lying areas of other parts of the country to take precautionary measures to avoid being victimized by flood caused by heavy rains.
We encourage our citizens who are living in open areas and those who are living next to the Blue Nile, White Nile, and the main River Nile to take necessary precautions and stay away from the streams and torrents of the rivers.
The United Nations Office for the Coordination of Humanitarian Affairs, or UN OCHA, in Sudan said in a statement last week that an estimated 12,000 people have been affected by the heavy rains and flooding in 8 of Sudan's 18 states. More than 800 homes have reportedly been destroyed and over 4,400 homes damaged in El Gadarif, White Nile, South Darfur, West Darfur, North Kordofan, River Nile, Southern Kordofan, and Al Jazeera states, according to the United Nations. The United Nations says assessment and verification exercises are ongoing to confirm the number of people affected. Sudanese officials at the Irrigation and Water Resources Ministry say that the Ruseris Dam along the Blue Nile and the Jebel Awliya Dam along the White Nile will be open to control water stored. Abdurrahman Sugairun, a Sudanese dam technician at the ministry, says within the period of July the 1st to August the 8th, the level of the Blue Nile has risen to 12.5 billion cubic meters compared to 11.04 cubic meters last year.
We will be forced to operate the dams to maintain a safe level in front of the dam and safe drainage behind the dam.
On Saturday night, most of Khartoum's streets were filled with water, restricting movement in some parts of the capital. For VOA News, I am Michael Atit in Khartoum.